You've got to tune to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle, online round the world at kexp.org. And today, super excited to have our friends the Drums here. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
It's been way too long, and I'm so excited about a new record, and I'm guessing you're excited about it as well.
Yeah. Well, this is, you know, for Jacob and I, this is the record for us, you know. We never really thought that it would happen, but it happened, you know, and it took some time to do, 3 years. But like they say, good things take time, you know.
Well, I want to talk more about that, but can you start us off with a couple of songs?
Sure. This is a song called I Can't Pretend off our new album, Encyclopedia.
It's The Drums live on KEXP, a song from the beautiful new album Encyclopedia, and we are so happy to have you performing these live in studio today. How about another?
Sure. This song is inspired by all things Americana, something that's always been a big influence on us. This past year I took a road trip and visited about 15 U.S. national parks, and we decided to kind of write a song based off of that. It's a bit maybe sadder than I'm describing it, but here it is. It's called U.S. National Park.
So beautiful. It's The Drums on KEXP. That's one of my favorite songs on the new album.
Oh, yeah. I think it's one of our favorites, too. It's a special moment. It's hard for us to relax like that when we're writing and kind of let something just be. On our last two records, it seems like we're always kind of pushing with a steady beat. And so this record is a real exercise in sort of patience and letting subtleties win in the end.
You definitely still sound like The Drums, and Jacob, definitely feel free to come over and contribute to this. A lot of people are saying in reviews that you've reinvented the band, and you're definitely touching on new moods and styles in the music, and it must be fun to just do something different. Was it just a natural progression, or did you just say, you mentioned that maybe it didn't almost happen. Did you say, if it's going to happen, it's going to be different, we want to do something different?
Go ahead.
Well, we definitely wanted to keep things interesting. We always really went for a super consistent sound before Encyclopedia, the first two records and the EP, consistent, some might even say, to a fault.
Well, you're definitely the masters of a real immediate pop sound that resonates with people.
Oh, well, thank
you. Makes them want to jump and dance around and
sing.
That's
always been a goal of ours. But with Encyclopedia, we really wanted to, rather than continue doing that, kind of show our range a little bit, which is still somewhat limited. But, you know, we just wanted it to be more of a musical adventure and have all these kind of exciting twists and turns. And yeah, I think a song like U.S. National Parks is like, it almost wouldn't be out of place on our first EP, Summertime, in that sort of old-fashioned Americana sound, but it's a little more mature than what we were doing back then, I think.
It feels like a very bold and honest record. And Johnny, you mentioned that you had visited all these national parks, which does sound like a really fun and joyous thing to do, yet the song is melancholy and a little bit sad. What was the state of mind when you all were writing these songs?
Well, I think there's, you know, a constant on the record, and certainly with U.S. National Parks, is just, for me personally, I can't always speak for Jacob, but at least lyrically, you know, I had a transformative past 3 years, you know, and one of those things, something that I came to term with, was my views on the world and accepting a scientific worldview. So these national parks, for me, were just so spectacular, and sort of the power of nature kind of was very overwhelming. And while it brought me peace, it also made me feel very insignificant and small, and maybe even scared a bit. So that spirit of, you know, it's of beauty, but also, just feeling a bit alone or something, kind of found its way onto the record. I think into almost every song, there's sort of a loneliness there, you know, and all we can hope, I hope it's not a total drag. I know for us, when we were listening to music growing up and discovering bands, there would be bands that would, you know, Jacob and I have always felt like sort of outsiders, and I think that's how we connected when we were just young boys when we met. It was refreshing to us to hear a band be honest and say, yeah, I feel alone, and, you know, I feel like an outsider, or I feel out of tune with the world. I know for us, that was a real moment of almost joy or bliss, you know, that was a great moment when you realize maybe you're not alone in feeling this way, you know? We'd just rather be honest on this record and really transparent, and hopefully it will comfort somebody.
Obviously, it's been a significant 3 years for you, and some things are probably still evolving in your mind, but do you feel that you've come to some resolution in answering those questions, or are you at a frustrating place?
I think the frustrating place will always be in a sort of frustrated place, but I think that's important when you're making art. I think, you know, a lot of the best art comes out of struggle and hardship, and I rarely see great art come out of an easy breezy time, you know? So we've always sort of welcomed these sort of not so fun feelings with open arms, haven't we?
You seem very peaceful. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Because, yeah, I think we'll always be frustrated, but you're sort of frustrated with the answer, you know? And that's kind of what Encyclopedia is about, too. You know, I'm not searching anymore, like, is there a God? Is there not a God? You know, for me, I have an atheist worldview now, you know, and to me, that, you know, that brings me peace, but it also doesn't, you know. So,
well, you said it scares you a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. So it's, yeah, I don't know if we'll ever really know. But we definitely are feeling like we have a purpose, which is like a new thing for us. You know, I think before our main goal was to just write great kind of melancholy pop songs, you know? And I think we did that, but with this new record, we just had this mindset, let's really view this is the last record we might make, who knows, you know? And I think every artist should look at their work that way, you know? This has to be better than what we've done before, otherwise why would we put it out, you know? So we do have some answers, but not all of them.
I read about a year ago that you had been talking to some producers, because I know that you worked together and self-produced your past two records. Did you end up working with someone on this one?
In the end, we didn't. We did try it sort of a couple times, and we've tried in the past, and it just kind of never works for us. I think we're too specific about what we want to do, and it might have something to do with our musical background, which is we both grew up really obsessed with old analog synthesizers and all that sort of stuff over there. And so, you know, we'd never played a guitar before we started the drums, which is why the guitar parts are all pretty minimal. But I think because of that, we got in this habit of kind of fine-tuning all the sounds ourselves and getting them to sound exactly like we wanted to on our own. And they still might not be like technically right or technically like as good as they could be, but to us, they sound like us, you know? So we kind of feel like all the flaws that are on our records are also what make us sound like us. You know, I guess it's, you could go really extreme with that and say, oh, well, you know, like, it's like, you know, pop stars pitch shifting their vocals or whatever, you know, but we're kind of the opposite end of that spectrum. We want it to sound a little homespun and like it actually came from us and not like the drums sang on top of this music that somebody else did, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, it does really sound like you, which is why I asked when I'd heard you might be working with someone if you did end up, and ultimately it was you, and your sound.
I don't think we ever could. I think we don't have technical skill, so we have to try to make up for it in personality and, you know, tone, color, or something.
You more than make up for it in personality.
Oh, thanks.
The new album's called Encyclopedia. We are delighted to have the drums live in studio today, and I think you got some more songs.
We do. What's next, guys? Oh, yes. This song's called Kiss Me Again. It's our new single.
Kiss me again, kiss me again, kiss me again, kiss me again.
It's the Drums Live on KEXP. Tonight they play at Numo's here in Seattle. And you got one more?
This is the last one we've got. It's called I Hope Time Doesn't Change Him.
Change. I hope
Nicely done. It's the drums live in studio here at KEXP. Songs from the new album, Encyclopedia. The album came out last month, but I heard that you finished it at the beginning of the year. Does it feel great to finally be performing it and out on the road playing these songs?
It does. It does. You know, the album has such weight to it for us that, you know, it can only be meaningful every time we sing it. And that was a real goal with this album, because we were running into the problem of singing certain songs every night that we had either drifted away from a bit or just were never really too serious for us. And we just wanted Encyclopedia to be serious, you know. We've done Easy Breezy for so long, always with a melancholy vibe, but, you know, we really wanted to go there with this one. So each night, it's really exciting to sing songs that we're feeling, you know. It's a whole new animal, and it makes touring, and Jacob and I have talked about this recently, it's just made the whole experience so much more vibrant and alive. And you see it when you're playing, the reaction from the audience. It's just so much more there, and it's more electric. And I think when you go there, even though you may be stepping on some toes, I think people start coming out of the woodwork and they start saying, you know, I actually do feel that way too. And this is great that a band is saying something, you know. So we really wanted the record to say something, and so it translates really well live, which we weren't sure if it would, but it is.
The first shows we played playing these new songs, we played that last song, and after the lyric, I never thought I'd want to die, but I was looking for a gun, some guy in the audience just yelled, "Oh my God!" And we thought that was nice that he was concerned.
I'm assuming that you're playing songs from the first two records in concert as well. Do you have to think, put a lot of thought into how you're going to mix up your sets?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we're actually playing songs from our whole catalog, even from our very first EP. And yeah, it takes a little thought to arrange them to get a nice flow.
That sounds fun.
It seems to be working, and it's a good little mix. So whatever your favorite era is. It's weird we have eras now, because we've always been like, felt like we're the new band, but now we've like been around for 5 years all of a sudden. But
you're wizened old veterans now.
Indeed.
The drums are playing at Numo's tonight here in Seattle. And again, thank you so much for coming in today. It's always great to see you.
Thank you. Have us back sometime.
We definitely will.
Thank you.
You've got to tune to KEXP Seattle.